This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord. You can call in via the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which we're going to actually go to one of those here in a moment. Discord.lrn.fm will get you there. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, Johnson, you've got some opinions about Venezuela, a piece, some sort of piece that you're going to share with us here, and their socialism there. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Matt is on the line. Actually, his username is Matt for Liberty. And he's calling from Mississippi on the Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air. Good.
Hey, first-time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to get into the whole thing about the mailbox, the library mailbox thing.
For listeners unfamiliar, we are just tuning in the last hour, discussed a family in New Jersey under fire from their town government. Threatening them over a little free library, as they are called, which is basically a wooden box on a stick or a pole usually in a front yard or on the side of a road somewhere or whatever, where people can place books and take books at their leisure. And they were targeted by the town government over this. Go ahead.
Yeah, and basically the focus is, for the kids in the neighborhood.
Or for anybody. I mean, it wasn't just kids' books when I looked at the one here in Keene recently.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, some are for kids or whoever,
right.
But it's just that general idea of, a community trying to do something.
Yeah, correct.
Cool. On private property. And, I mean, we've heard the stories, like the lemonade stand thing.
Yep.
Kids getting shut down because they're trying to run a lemonade stand. That kind of nonsense. We see it happening, but, what interested me about what you guys were talking about was – at first the first part of the discussion when you guys were talking about it, was, pretty much spot on, where you were saying, it's ridiculous that the state is trying to crack down on this. And what's their excuse? Oh, well, we have to answer every phone call. We have to take everything seriously and then make a decision. But then the conversation kind of changed to who are the busybodies that are calling in?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was going, wait a minute, the focus, I mean, you guys are STL, the focus is obviously, why is the state bothering with this nonsense? And then
they have zoning laws. Somebody wrote down some words on pieces of paper and said that they get to control your property and this is what you can and can't do on it.
Right. And the fact of the matter is they shouldn't, have that right.
That's
we all
correct.
Know that.
They shouldn't.
But then the focus of the conversation turns to, what's up with these busybodies? It turns into, instead of talking about the actual problem, which is the state, it turns into,
the problem is that the state allows the busybodies to, do. I mean, the fact is the state shouldn't exist, but while they do, essentially the state is a tool of busybodies. Busybodies run for political office. Busybodies want to control others. Busybodies are the ones who snitch out their neighbors for peaceful actions. Ultimately, the fact that the state exists as a concept is because people believe that it's okay to be a busybody. They believe that it's okay to tell their neighbors what to do, to have not just an opinion about what their neighbors do, but to enforce their opinion on their neighbors with violence. And the state is the tool that those people use.
Right, through the force of people who believe that they have that power. I mean, that's what the government is. It's a bunch of strangers acting like, lunatics.
I am in full agreement.
But if people didn't believe that it was okay to tell their neighbors what to do, then government wouldn't exist because it wouldn't, we wouldn't manifest that.
I want to know it's Matt, right?
That's right, Matt for Liberty.
I want to know if what Matt's getting to here is the problem isn't the problem isn't the snitches, it's the cops for enforcing them. Is that what we're being said here?
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at it from the perspective of a listener of your show. Like, I've listened to you guys. I really just tuned into you guys a little over a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that libertarian perspective because I've already gone through those years of my own, journey into libertarianism.
So let me ask you this.
A lot of the listeners out there have not, and they may not get what you're saying, and they'll get the busybody idea of, why am I busy?
That's our intention. Believe that.
What do you mean?
Our intention is to spread out the blame, because I believe the blame is the busybodies. I believe it's the mayor, the chief of police, all the police. Like, the blame goes all around to everybody who's involved in this situation. But I would ask you this.
Including the anonymous caller of the, hey, I can't believe that kid's running a lemonade stand, or hey, I can't believe that, so-and-so has the library going on in their front row.
Yes, those are the busybodies.
I blame them all. And if you want my position, that's my position. And I would say that if...
Because the cops could say, take a hike.
What I was going to say to you is Congress responsible for all the bad laws in America and the enforcement of all the bad laws in America, or is it just the police officer with whom you're coming in contact with?
Oh, well, I would say it's both Congress and the police.
Excellent. Then the busybody is to blame, because everybody who supports this crap is to blame.
Absolutely.
And I don't care if you, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if you're just back there, well, it's the law, and you got to follow the law is the law, and the law is just and moral, and there's 9,000 years of evidence that the law isn't just and the law isn't moral, but I'm just going to stick with that because my dad said so, or some dumb crap like that.
No, I totally get that.
Yep.
As the discourse happens, I think what listeners will do is they won't get the connection between the cops, Congress, and the actual busybodies who call in and say, "Hey, look, I'm an anonymous caller, and I noticed that my neighbor's kids run a lemonade stand or a mailbox." Library operation. I don't think they'll see that difference, and it's like the Democrat Republican thing where we're not talking about the state, we're talking about the citizens.
Well, we talked about all of it. I mean, yeah. We spent a good portion of an hour.
It's great that you spent some time calling in so that I can clarify.
Yeah,
I'll say this nosy jerk that called in that then set off this sad C student that went over there and told these people to tear down their cabinet on a stick, and all the power hungry brass in the police department and the politicians and their sniveling liars that they are, all those people are responsible for this, and that we as Americans deserve it, that we have put up with this crap for so long, so much of this stuff that we didn't speak up when the first of these laws were passed. We said, oh, yeah, all this is fine. When the first zoning law said, okay, the strip club can't be next to the elementary school, this is the foreseeable result of that stuff.
Yeah, and it was like in the story with a teenager where he had a zombie video game he was playing on school property. We watched... off the air, we watched the video clip from the news agency that did the report on it, and they interviewed the guy's father, and the father said something like, and he feels really bad about it. Because there's always this idea that, we've offended the government, and so we have to be conciliatory, we have to be apologetic.
There's an idea that if you feel remorse, you might get away with it.
That you have to be apologetic or whatever, and I'm sorry, you shouldn't feel remorse for doing something that wasn't wrong in the first place. You shouldn't feel like you're a bad person because you've been arrested for something that shouldn't be a crime in the first place. But this is a mentality among people, is that they actually, and I saw it when I was in jail here for civil disobedience. Some of the guys in jail were honestly hard on themselves for doing something that was completely, in my mind, should have been a legal act, whether it be, seling a drug or something, where there's a consenting party involved.
Right, right.
But they were beating themselves up over it as though, because they, broke the law, they were somehow a bad person.
I broke the law. I knew I broke the law.
I deserve this. I deserve this. I broke the law. Well, no, you didn't deserve it because the law is bad in the first place.
Right. It's a dumb law.
Right. And so a lot of this comes from people... You know, and you're right. I'm glad you have called about this because it's important to connect all of the dots here that ultimately government is the way it is because the people are the way they are. And if people would change and actually start embracing the ideas of liberty and voluntarism, then we would see government start, in its current form at least, start to wither away, and it would not have the power if people didn't give it to them to some extent. Thanks for the call tonight, Matt, for Liberty. I appreciate hearing from you. That's him there on our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. You can bring up what you want.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is free. Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm and you can jump on in there. There's three different rooms. Pick whichever one you want and we'll join you once you get in there and you'll get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE, like freedom as we continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. I said, actually, Johnson, you had a story about Venezuela. We're going to get into that. But also, I want to let folks know about AnyPay.global. Speaking of Venezuela, Venezuela is a place where there are a lot of businesses taking cryptocurrency, specifically Dash. And AnyPay makes it easy to take crypto. In fact, they are rolling out international support on AnyPay. As I understand it, they just did, but I haven't verified that claim for myself. So I was shown a screenshot, but I myself have not gone to see how you change languages and change currencies on AnyPay. But that's what they've been working on behind the scenes in the last several weeks.
They're always working.
And so that's what's new over at AnyPay.global. If you are in the world of retail and you want to take cryptocurrency at the point of sale, if you already have a tablet, you're almost halfway done. Go to AnyPay.global, create your account, put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the setup page, and then load up the app on the device at point of sale. That's it. You're done. And we're talking about a 10-minute setup process here. It is super easy, presuming you already have a crypto wallet. If you don't already have a crypto wallet, add another 5 minutes to the setup process while you download a wallet and get that up and running. I mean, it could not be much easier than it currently is. AnyPay.global, get you started. So, we can continue here, again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Johnson, what's going on in Venezuela? Is this an opinion piece about their socialism?
Yeah.
What do you got to share tonight?
Yeah. So this is by Fergus Hodgson from the Antigua Report. Goes on to say, the undeniable crisis in Venezuela and the largest mass exodus in Latin American history has led socialists to contend that the Chavistas have not introduced real socialism. All problems in what was supposed to be revolutionary socialist paradise are the fault of an economic war from the evil American empire.
Yeah, that's the way it always goes. That's the argument, is because the United States doesn't want to disallows businesses in the United States from doing business with Venezuela. We've caused all their problems.
Well, given the cultist allegiance to socialism around the world, this obfuscation has garnered plenty of traction. Unfortunately, that includes prominent members of the Venezuelan opposition who appear incapable of seeing what is before their eyes. For example, the popular Will political party of Leopoldo López, a political prisoner and perhaps the most recognized opposition leader, is a full member of Socialist International. The scapegoaters. The scapegoating and continued push for socialism, however, spells no end to the insanity. It also dooms more nations to follow Venezuela's lead to a self-imposed economic and political nightmare. The word socialism is not necessarily the crucial element. What socialism stands for is the centralization of the means of production. Often couched in feel-good terms, such as liberation and justice,
yeah.
Socialism means a command and control economy that dismisses property rights and individual autonomy in contrast to capitalism.
And now, I know that there's people out there that call themselves libertarian socialists,
mm-hmm.
and those people are screaming at their podcast, their little pod feeds right now. They're saying, no, it's not state ownership of the means of production, it's community ownership of the means of production. And to those people, I then ask, what's the difference between a commune and a community-owned organization? I think that these are just parsing terms. For me, I always learned socialism is state ownership of the means of production. I like to use it that way.
I don't want to own the means of production. I don't want to own a piece of the grocery store. I don't want to own a piece of the clothing store or whatever. I just want to do my thing.
I think entirely defining socialism is probably outside the scope of what we could cover right now, considering the size of that argument.
Yes. Just keeps going.
So he continues to say here, the In the words of the newspaper Socialist Worker, socialism means a society based on workers.
That's an oxymoron, huh?
a society based on workers collectively owning and controlling the wealth their labor creates in the Marxist tradition. The dominant theme in socialist publications is that the pursuit of egalitarian outcomes is achieved through the redistribution of resources and heavy intervention in the economy, especially with explicit state ownership and control of industries. How does Venezuela in the Chavista era, 1999 to the present, stack up? Hugo Chavez and his allies were so hell-bent on introducing a socialist revolution that one feels like a mosquito in a nudist colony. There are so many policies to highlight. Chavez vastly expanded existing socialist programs, and dictator Nicolas Maduro, Chavez's hand-picked successor, has continued and accentuated the interventionism.
Talking to a bird.
When Chavez died in 2013...
A bird who represented a dead person.
Something.
Yeah.
So when Chavez died in 2013, he had 32 government ministries. Now there are 40, including the ministries of communes, food sovereignty, water and eco-socialism, and supreme social happiness.
Supreme social happiness.
The Ministry of Supreme Social Happiness.
I'd love to be the chairman of the Ministry of Supreme Social Happiness.
That is a failed ministry right there, because people in Venezuela are not happy.
They're not happy. They're hungry.
So he goes on to say, here are a few ideologically symbolic socialist policies from the Chavista era grouped into five categories. And I'm going to just...
Where's the source on this? This is really interesting.
This is Fergus Hodgson from the Antigua Report.
Okay.
It's from the epochtimes.com.
Epic.
Yeah.
Epoch is different than epic.
Is it epoch?
Yeah.
They're two different words?
Yes.
Yep.
Epic is, is an old story, old long story. An epoch is an era, a length of time.
I wasn't thinking E-P-I-C, I was thinking E-P-O-C-H.
That's epoch.
Isn't that pronounced epic?
No.
Epoch.
Okay.
So I'm going to read the headlines for these because I don't know if we're going to get to cover the details of all of them, so I'm just going to read what they are, these grouped in five categories things. One, confiscation, nationalization of industries. Two, price controls. Three, utopian projects. Four, demonization of employers. Five, anti-capitalist Marxist alliances. And then he goes on to say six, rationing. And
we definitely need to get into to each one of those for sure.
So,
by the way, the British pronunciation is epoch.
Epic.
But the normal pronunciation is epic. Sorry, guys. Huh. So you guys are being British.
Well done.
Yeah. According to dictionary.com.
So it sounds the same as...
As E-P-I-C, yes. Well, that's English for you, right? I mean, words spelled differently can sound the same.
Yep.
There, and there.
I prefer the original Queen's English pronunciation.
Well, I like it because you can tell the difference. Yeah. I mean, there is no other epoch, so you might as well pronounce it epoch.
Yep.
Yeah. So confiscation, nationalization of industries.
They did that all over the place.
Yeah, this is step one. Seizures of private businesses have become standard procedure in Venezuela in a recent international court decision.
Before they did that, people could eat.
Yeah.
Before they seized the grocery stores.
Yeah, of course.
People
they take away the incentive.
Yeah, it's not like worker-owned organizations can't work. As a matter of fact, they work generally pretty well. They're very they don't get off the ground. You don't start one, but they can take them over from businesses and do pretty well. But this is government-run, not worker-run.
We got more. We'll dig in deep.
Yeah, if your business succeeds, they're just going to take it from you. What's the incentive?
We'll get in deeper into this stuff here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom, free talk live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, they better be careful because you can't do that to people.
President Trump's comments this afternoon from the White House, this comes a week before Google, Facebook, and Twitter testify before Congress. The president continued,
"We have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in, and you just can't do that. So I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population."
According to Politico, Congressman Ron DeSantis has won Florida's Republican gubernatorial primary over Adam Putnam by a margin of 56-37%. The primary has been called with 41% of precincts reporting. DeSantis was endorsed by President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring us whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about socialism and nationalizing industry and other examples of socialist policies in Venezuela and how great they've turned out. Well, never mind.
It's not real socialism.
It's been horrible. People, of course, are starving.
It's an American economic war.
They're hungry. And, of course, and what you're pointing out, Johnson, is that the government blames the United States. And certainly the United
Socialists
States...
blame the United States. They don't ever want to talk about this stuff.
Certainly the United States does shoulder some level of blame in that they do put sanctions against Venezuela, and that does, you know, have some effect on their ability to train and all
this,
that.
This
it's
YouTube
true.
Video
Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
By Abby Martin, who I believe was formerly of Russia Today.
Yes.
Doing this thing about where she was talking about she traveled down there and talking about the American economic war, and it was just the mental gymnastics.
Has she gone to the left? I've heard she's gone to the left.
Yeah.
Abby Martin.
And the mental gymnastics over this. Like, to say that this is an economic war on behalf of the United States are pretty astounding.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's only a minor aspect of it. It's the socialism in Venezuela that's the problem. And nationalizing industries, we're just about to point out here, is resulting in basically people starving and being very, very hungry. Food trucks are being robbed because food is so scarce over there. It's hard to
But it's all America's fault somehow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to say that. By the way, Tom Woods is somebody that a lot of libertarians got to know during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a best-selling New York Times author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. So back to the story here, Johnson, about socialism in Venezuela. You were going through a list of five examples.
Well, six sort of six, total sorry. Planks here. So plank one is confiscation, nationalization of industries. Seizures of private businesses have become standard procedure in Venezuela, and a recent international court decision awarded a $2 billion settlement to ConocoPhillips for a 2007 appropriation. That year also included communications companies. In 2008, it was cement, steel, mining, and dairy products. Likewise, in 2009, it was rice, a local airline, and some farmlands. Inevitably, in 2010, as shortages became glaring, the regime took control of supermarket chains, food processors, and package manufacturers. Not that this relieved the shortages.
No. No. Made it worse.
In 2008, there were 800,000 private companies registered in Venezuela. By 2017, that number had dwindled to 270,000.
Wow.
Wait, what was it?
800,000 to 270,000.
Oh yeah.
Less than more than 10 half years, were gone.
In 10 years, well over half were gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Gone, not nationalized, but just gone.
Well, they were not registered as private companies anymore for you know. So they could have been nationalized.
And the majority of them, the supermajority of the nationalized companies have been running in the red ever since the government took them over. I mean, they've basically just completely run them into the ground.
So plank number two here is price controls. Fixed prices are the bastion of economic illiterates, since they generate shortages or surpluses of and fuel black markets. However, the Chavista propaganda arm, Telesur, celebrated 33 minimum wage increases between 1999 and 2016, driven by reckless
monetary policy. So wait a minute. If they've raised the minimum wage 33 times, those people must be rich.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Why not? Why are they so poor?
Fair 15.
Why are they so poor if they've raised the minimum wage 33 times?
They're not doing socialism, right, Ian? You know the answer.
Well, the real answer is...
It's not real socialism. Well, it's an American economic war.
I can't tell you how many... There's a handful of libertarians that used to be libertarians and are now gone socialist on my feed.
Yeah.
I try to talk to them about these things, and most of them are just tried and true minimum wage. You can't bring facts to bear because it's always different
emotion. Somehow.
But I don't think it's emotion. There's always something
to
rebut it.
The emotion is you want to help people. These people are hardworking folks. They've got families to take care of, and the idea is if you double their wage, because right now the minimum wage is, what, $7.25, so they're talking about roughly a doubling to $15 per hour, then they feel as though their standard of living is going to roughly double. They feel as though they're going to have a better lifestyle.
Wrong.
Okay, but why is that wrong?
Because obviously the prices have to go up to accommodate that.
Well, it's obvious to you, but apparently it's not obvious to these former libertarians who presumably at one time would have understood the economics and for some reason have decided to just stop understanding the economics, unless they were libertarians because it was popular,
clearly,
but that's not true.
Clearly, if you increase those prices, it's just going to come out of the pockets of those fat cats at Wall Street and these corporate CEOs who are making 80,000 times the... the wages of the minimum wage worker, they'll just have to cut back.
Right. When you
that happens every time.
When you look at the wages of CEOs, which by the way, were the wages of CEOs.
They used to be 20 to 1. They're now like 2,000.
Yeah, but they were inflated by government rules anyway.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for these government rules where they were interfering with stock, stock options and all that other stuff, then that wouldn't have happened the way that it did. But it's government rules that created CEO pays the way they were anyway. But that doesn't change the fact that now, if you run a big company, You've got to hire a CEO. And in order to hire the level of CEO that you want to hire, you're going to need to pay what the other companies are paying. So you're now in a price war for CEOs. There's not a price war for minimum wage burger flippers. Somebody can always do that. If you can be replaced by somebody who barely speaks English, just came across the border, is dehydrated, then, you know, perhaps you should increase your skill set. Perhaps you have not used the privilege of being born in America and speaking English to all that you could have.
Well, it goes on here to say the minimum wage was just the start. To achieve just prices, since 2014, all businesses have been limited to a maximum profit margin of 30% of costs. Meanwhile, almost all household items have had prices set by the Superintendent for Defense of Socioeconomic Rights, the SUNDDE.
Give me that. No, wait. Superintendent, give me that job title again.
The Superintendent for Defense of Socioeconomic Rights, the SUNDDE. So, generating empty shelves for everything from toilet paper to deodorant to beer. Empty shelves. Venezuela's free market think tank, Cedis Libertad, estimates that price controls forced 28,000 businesses to close in 2015 and 20,000 businesses to close in 2016.
Did you see that picture online? And you know, I don't know how legit it was, but it sure looked legit. Of an ostensible Venezuelan shop owner standing in front of his, you know, display behind the register, and it was loaded with products. This was like pre, hyperinflation. And then it showed the same shop owner who looked like he'd lost about 40 pounds, looked pretty gaunt, standing in front of that same display next to the same register, and there was like two bottles on the shelf behind him. Like the thing was completely empty.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Really interesting stuff. Just horrifying.
Well, perhaps the worst price control of all, one that is a magnet for illicit enrichment, has been the tiered exchange rate controls. These predate the Chavista regime and go as far back as 1940, but they have grown into incomprehensible magnitudes, straying from the black market exchange rate by orders of magnitude. That happens when you have hyperinflation and cut three zeros from the currency, and then another five. That was in 2008 and then 2018.
That's correct. This summer... was when they lobbed off the five zeros. In fact, I just went to DollarToday.com to look and see what the number was, because the last time I was there, it was 3.5 million Bolivar Fuerte to one U.S. dollar. And the first time we started looking at those numbers, it was like 70,000 Bolivar Fuerte to one U.S. dollar. But now they've lobbed off five zeros. But the numbers look very different, so I'm going to figure out exactly how they're reporting on them now.
It says here, the useful first step for any reform-oriented government would be to dismantle entirely the National Center for Foreign Commerce, the Cenotex, or Cenacox, or whatever, which administers, greed, corrupts, and dislocates currency exchange in Venezuela.
We got more. There's more on this list on the way. Johnson, you're going to share that with us. Coming up here, 855 450 free like freedom.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5% to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on our call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. We are talking about the Venezuelan socialism and the abject failure of it. Of course, other socialists will claim, well, they didn't do it the right way. Just put me in charge. And I'll get it right. I will figure out how to nationalize industry and make sure they don't run straight into the ground. I will figure out how to take in a bunch of money from people whenever, you know, if they still have any money left after the economy has completely crashed in on itself. I will figure out how to take money from people and distribute it without having a bunch of bureaucrats taking a zillion dollars off the top and lining their own pockets with it.
Right.
I will do it right.
Right. The only thing that socialists manage to do is make sure the people in the government eat well. And that's what it comes, you know, over and
they
over
even
and
failed
over
at that
again.
In Venezuela.
Desperate, poor people fall again and again for this Mickey Mouse economics that doesn't work.
Johnson, you're in the midst of a story here, and I forget the source, but you can tell me again.
Yeah, so it's the Epoch Times, or Epoch right. Times. So this third plank here is utopian projects. Chavez started more pet projects than one can keep track of, but perhaps the largest giveaway has been for new houses and housing renovations. Mm. In a population of 32 million, the program that began in 2009 has renovated almost 600,000 homes. An expansion in 2011 saw the building of 1.9 million new houses for those deemed poor. One can see how the regime managed to spend enough money to generate inflation and eventually hyperinflation. Such was the dependence and entitlement mentality of the people that when oil prices declined, the regime refused to cut back and merely printed more currency to maintain spending levels. To show how faithful he was to socialist ideals, Chavez also started 50 communes, comunas, new suburbs or villages with social property. The initial sizes were about 250 families, and the hope was to get 350 functioning. However, given the economic crisis, residents and candidates have abandoned that pipe dream idea.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Here's a house that you can live in while you're starving to death.
Plank number four.
By the way, houses are free in places like Memphis and Detroit and you know, places all across the United States. Getting a free house, not that great.
Mm. Plank number four is the demonization of employers. What good would the socialist movement be without greedy capitalists to demonize?
Sure.
The common recipients of vitriol are employers, and Venezuela is no exception. Chavez pitted employees against employers and made firing someone essentially impossible. Aside from upping the required benefits to include a minimum of 15% profit sharing, Chavez banned trial periods. The tremendous risk associated with hiring labor means that more than half of people work off the books in the informal sector of the economy.
Interesting.
Can you blame employers for their reluctance? The revolutionary red tape means that starting a new business in Venezuela takes at least 230 days.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how the store owners even make it with these kind of, with the inflation. It's a 1,000,000% in Venezuela.
Yeah.
How can you possibly get the money in the bank exchanged to something of value?
I think that's over a year. I think it's 1,000,000% over a year.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000,000%
per week. It's like, you know, 60,000 or something like
basically
that.
Basically, you have to
how do you perform?
Buy something, buy product immediately with when you sell.
They don't have much product anyway. I mean, most of the product, I would guess, is probably being sold in the black market. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, like you
said,
are
they just buying and selling with dollars? I mean, I just don't know.
I don't know. Like you said, the numbers have gone down from, what, 800,000 businesses to 200-and-something thousand businesses?
Yeah, 200,000.
That's rough. They're not making it, whoever they are.
Yeah.
The fifth plank here is anti-capitalist Marxist alliances. Chavez's socialist alliances began well before his tenure as president. After leading two bloody coups d'etat in 1992, Chavez received a pardon and release in 1994. What a mistake that was.
Hmm.
When he got out, he accepted an invitation from Fidel Castro to meet in Havana, and Chavez didn't hide his admiration for the totalitarian dictator and subsequent mentor. The Chavista International Alliances have had two main purposes, to unify socialist regimes and to work with anyone who opposes the United States. Since the United States is the capitalist symbol, the logic has been that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. The less ideological alliances, ideological allies have included Belarus, Iran, Libya, and Syria. The chief ideological bloc has been the Bolivarian Alliance, which Chavez founded with Cuba in 2004. Its members include hardline socialist and authoritarian regimes of Latin America, such as those of Bolivia and Nicaragua. So
now they could all trade the things they don't have between each other.
So aren't an anti-American... are the members that even Ecuador withdrew from recently. The friendly relationship between the Chavista regime and the Terrorist Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, is just as bad. In 1995, Chavez received guerrilla training from these violent Marxists, and he and Maduro backed the FARC peace deal, which Colombian voters rejected in 2016. Hmm. FARC commanders roam freely throughout Venezuela and poach Venezuela's natural resources. And the last one, of course, this is another great one, rationing, number six.
Oh, jeez.
Free is the ultimate price control since it places a maximum of zero. When people face no cost at the margin, they consume as much as they can.
Yep.
Up until they garner zero additional benefit. Socialist regimes and mixed economies have come up with many ways to impede unbridled consumption, from making people wait in line for hours,
right,
or setting maximum quantities per person or household, as in Cuba.
The right. Chavistas, setting a maximum quantity is really just what money does.
The Chavistas have a particularly elaborate scheme called the Motherland Card, the Carnet de la Patria. It is a personal ID card that gives Venezuelans access to social programs, medical care, and rationed food and subsidies. Much like if we get socialism in the United States, you can expect that would be like what would be implied here, or just implemented here.
Show us your Motherland Card.
It also lets the regime know who voted in the sham elections.
Hmm.
Chavez ran for president in 1998 on a militantly socialist agenda backed by Cuba, the Venezuelan Communist Party, and the socialist movement, although he branded himself as a revolutionary humanist. He and his successor, Maduro, proceeded to enact every socialist policy in the book for almost 20 years. They spent precious national resources on a litany of social engineering schemes, and they imposed countless price controls. International rankings affirm Venezuela's transition to radical socialism, not to be confused with Nordic welfare states that rest heavily on capitalist production.
Well, right. We were reading a story recently about the Nordic states actually mm-hmm. rolling back their socialist
yep.
experiments because they acknowledged that they didn't work, whereas Venezuela's just running head-on first down as far and as fast as they can. I mean, initially, when a country has some wealth, socialism... It's not going to run it straight into the ground immediately.
Sure.
It takes a while. Right, like they're saying here, it's taken 20 years for this to finally happen, but now they're paying the piper. Now mm-hmm. the economic consequences are finally coming to rest on the poor people of Venezuela who are suffering because of this.
It's hard to blame people who aren't doing well for falling for these tricks. I mean, if you've got a bad attitude about things, like ultimately, that'll never work. The rich people are always going to do better. They're stealing from us. They're bad. We know they're bad because they're rich. You get that attitude. And, you can call it good or bad. I'm trying not to use loaded terms. But, to my mind, it's bad. If you've got a bad attitude and you're poor, which these things tend to go together, people. People who are dissatisfied with the capitalist economy and all that stuff, they also tend to be poor.
Mm.
But if you're both of these things, what better thing can somebody dangle in your face than the idea of, well, don't work as hard and we'll give you a bunch of free stuff and we'll take it from the people you hate the most.
Yeah, screw the man.
Right. And then, what a wonderful idea. That sounds like a great idea. Until you find out that, the people that you hate the most are the most productive, and that your economy falls apart. Well, what do you care? You got to eat for 10 years.
So, according to initial analysis of this new Bolivar that they just mm-hmm. released on August 20th, so it's been around for just over a week now, the new Bolivar, and hyperinflation is continuing. So, lobbing sure. five zeros off didn't solve their problem, as we predicted. I've got more details on that story for tomorrow night. Meanwhile, you can see us online over at freetalklive.com. And check out libertyminded.com for cool t-shirts.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.